Melbourne born and bred and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo.
101.9, this is the Fox. Yesterday on the show, Fev, you talked about how you've taken on the role of matchmaker.
Yes, matchmaking.
You were down at the butcher getting some shaz licks and some chops.
Get some chops and a nice roast.
And you go.
Yeah, tried to hook up Mick, the butcher, down at South City Meats there in Hampton Street with one of Alex's really close friends, Shazza. Both in their 50s, single. Yeah. Ready to mingle?
Why not?
I thought, let's play Cupid.
Yeah, and then you didn't know how everything had gone quiet. You didn't know how it went.
Yes.
So anyway, we left it there.
Yeah, I left it there.
But then you boys witnessed that we finished the show. We were sort of leaving the studio. A couple of girls walked up. Mad Mando, our boss, being one of them. Yeah. Carly, a great mate of ours. They've gone, how's Fev's butcher, Mick? I want to meet him. How do we get hold of Mick? And then it happened a bit more, like more girls around the office going, oh, Mick sounds amazing. And we thought, well, can we get, I mean, Mick is single, isn't he? He's ready to mingle.
Yeah.
Could we get him on the show to have a chat? So we would like to welcome Mick the Butchler to the show.
He'll supply the meat, oh, give you a lamb shoulder, bread and crumb a palmer. He might even give you a steak. He's such an image. Sausage, everybody, he's the Butchler. We know you want him.
The Butchler from South City Meats in Hampton Street, Hampton. Mick the Butcher, welcome to the show, Mick.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Thank you.
Dee Dee did sit in this chair once upon a time, so I'm not offended. That's so fine, yeah, Mick.
Oh, Mick,
lovely
is
woman
nervous
to be confused with. Now, Mick, let's talk about this. I mean, Fev said that you're single. Are you used to, like, women love butchers, though, don't they? Do you have women come in to get their meat and have a chat?
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Now, Mick, it's grubby here. I just
yeah, good on you, Fev.
Now, we did speak yesterday, mate, and as Fee said in the lead up, that our office went crazy for Mick the Butcher. Like, they're like, Fev, who is this guy? And I actually didn't have your number because obviously we chat when we go in. We have a good chat with the fruiter of Vinny, and yeah, it's a great little street. Nick Hampton Street, we all get down there and we have a bit of a great community.
And it would be weird to ask the butcher
for his number. Yeah, he'd be like, what? Unless we're getting some tips because he does love the horses, Mick. But I spoke to you yesterday and we spoke about Shazza. You had a great date with Shazza because I didn't know. Yeah. And Shazza's a great girl and you've had a good time. But now that the office has gone nuts, Boxy, I reckon we've got to try to set Mick the Butcher up.
I mean, Mick. Yeah. Fev said that you speak Italian. Would you be able to give us a bit of Italian?
No, not on air. No.
Come on.
I took Sharon out. We had a good time. We were supposed to have a quick drink, and I think I stuffed up on the date. I had plans. I was selling something on eBay, and these people from the other side of town were coming to pick it up, and they said, "We'll be at your house at 8 o'clock." So when Sharon texted in, she said, we'll have a quick drink. I thought, oh, beautiful. I'll kill two birds with one stone. Have a quick drink with Sharon and then sell my stuff on eBay. We'll have it a good time. And she said, let's have you're hungry? We'll have a bite to eat. And I said, yeah, I've got a little Italian place up the road. So I said, I've got one problem, though. I'm going to have to ditch you for about half an hour. So I left him in this restaurant alone and I went home, sold my stuff and come back and we had dinner.
You didn't tell me that, bitch.
Yeah, not as many ladies from the office rushing in now.
No, that's all right. Yeah, but she did say, Mick, she did say that she said he was lovely, like, really, really nice guy. But you did speak Italian, didn't you?
Yes. I went to this little Italian restaurant up the road and I know the owner and the chefs and they come out and started talking Italian and I don't know. She was sort of amazed that I could speak Italian. So yeah, but we had a really good time. But you should let me know how I went, Fev. Ask Alex.
Mate, I just wanted you to speak Italian first. Do a little bit.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Mick, I've got to ask. I think we're all slightly weirded out by the fact that you've ditched a date halfway through to sell something on eBay, and then you've come back. This could change everything. What did you sell, and what did you get for it?
Okay, I had some camping gear, which I had to sell.
Hold on.
Camping gear. Yeah, like camping.
Mick the Butcher's selling his camping gear. This is sounding awful.
No, I had some camping gear, which I put on eBay, and these people come from the other side of town, and the only time they can come out was Wednesday. Now, Sharon texts me. She goes, you know, as you know, Bev said yesterday, she lives in Queensland, so she was going back to Queensland, and she come down to stay with Fev, and she goes, listen, I'm staying at Fev's, I can have a quick drink with you. And I thought, okay, I can kill two birds with one stone. So yeah, I thought I'd
make sense
by 8 o'clock, but no, the date went well, and we stayed out a bit longer. We had dinner together, so it was good.
I mean, Mickey, it sounds great. You sound lovely, and despite that whole eBay bit that happened where you left Sharon on the day for half an hour by
straight
herself.
Straight back to La Pucetta.
I mean, Sharon is in Queensland, and that could definitely have a possible future. We're very excited. We're bracing ourselves. But in the meantime, Mick, would it be okay if we said if any ladies are listening and they'd like to at least meet you on the radio, could they have a chat with you?
Sure, no problem.
Well, I mean, 13 10 60. If you're single and you'd like to meet Mick, let's have a chat. We'll do it here on the radio show right now. We'll put you on and we'll see if there's any chemistry.
Mick may have to hang up halfway through to get rid of some stuff on Gumtree. But do you want to hear that opener again?
Yeah, let's hear that again. Mick the Butcher, ladies, 13 10 60. He's available.
He'll supply the meat. Oh, give you a lamb shoulder. Bread and crumb a palmer. He might even give you a steak. He's such an image. Hey, hey, hey. You want his sausage? Hey, hey, hey. What rhymes with sausage? Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, he's the Bushler. We know you want him.
13 10 60. Meltdown. If you want him, the phones are melting, Mick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They are. Yeah.
Single ladies on the show who want to meet Mick the Butcher next, 13 10 60. It's Fifi Fevenick.
101.9
The Fox.
Yesterday, Fev, when you announced that you were matchmaking your butcher, who's single and ready to mingle, and you set him up with one of Alex's gorgeous friends, and she lives in Queensland. We're yet to see what happens there, but we've had so many women around the office come up to you after the show and go, what about your butcher, Fev? What about me? Am I a chance?
Yeah.
So we thought we would welcome single women around Melbourne to meet Mick, who we now refer to as the Butchler.
He'll supply the meat, oh, give you a lamb shoulder, bread and crumb a palmer. He might even give you a steak. He's such an image. Hey, hey, hey. You want his sausage? Hey, hey, hey. What rhymes with sausage? Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, he's the Butchler.
The Butchler, Mick from South City meets Hampton Street, Hampton. I'd love to see how many people are flocking to get meat today, Mick.
A couple of drive-bys, a couple of Hampton Street laps.
Should be playing that jingle on the shop speaker.
You should. Now, Mick, you're a really good sport and you sound like a lovely guy, even though you ducked out of your last date to go and sell some things on eBay and
camping
came back
equipment
to the restaurant.
I had to pay for dinner.
You would. Now, Mickey, we do have Trish from Oakley East. Hi, Trish. Are you there, Trish? Oh, Trish, can you hear me? Trish!
Hello?
Hi!
Hello?
Got you. How are you, Trish?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Would you like to meet Mick, the Butchler?
I would love to meet Mick.
Trish, here's Mick.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Trish?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. How old are you?
I'm 50.
Oh, hey. Lovely. Good age.
Just turned 50 last June, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah, I had plans of going overseas, but obviously with COVID, that didn't make it possible.
Ah, see? All the stars line up.
You
weren't meant to go.
No.
I'm not joking, guys. I feel chemistry. Yeah, that was amazing.
It was on early.
Guys, in 30 seconds, I'm feeling this.
Yeah, within 30 seconds, we heard, what's your age? And that somebody brought up a pandemic. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Trish, hang on there. You're not alone. I don't want to cramp anyone's style, but we do have Diana from Point Cook. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
Ooh. Great.
CC7 and Nick, I should say.
Yes, good, good.
Oh, you live my tree.
You, Nick, as well.
Now, Diana, this is Mick. Guys, say hi to each other.
Hi, Mick.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
Good, very nervous because I've never done anything like this before, but you sound like a really, 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 really lovely guy, and I'm driving to work and I thought, you know what, take a chance because...
Why not? That's what life's about. Life's too short. Correct.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
Point Cook, that's a fair way away.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was going to say, it absolutely is not around the corner, but, you know, hey.
Sleepovers.
People travel for love, as they do.
I've got a big VA that's going to cost me a fortune to get up that way.
Oh, you're funny. Are you actually Italian background?
Yes, I am.
You are. Yeah, so am I. That's one of the other things I sort of...
What part of Italy?
Abruzzo.
Close. I'm from Naples, very close.
Napoli. I'm not very good at it.
Hey, can you guys just talk a bit of Italian to each other?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I'm actually not really good at it. So if we end up going on a date, he would have to teach me, give me some lessons.
What would you say to her in Italian if you were to teach her some Italian when you're out for dinner?
Right, I did it with Sharon when I went to this
little
Italian
restaurant. Can't bring up the other date, mate.
Can't bring up the ex, mate.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
What did you say?
Oh, I just said, buonasera, come stai? Il pranzo era bello, you know, stuff like that. That's all.
Sexy.
Diana just melted. Right. Guys, Diana, I know I said this about Trish. There's a little something here too, Mick. I think there's Diana, we're putting you on hold. I think we're loading you up with phone numbers at the end of this, Mick, because we've got Laura from Mernda. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Fifi. How you going?
Great. Laura, meet Mick.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
Hi, I'm Laura. How are you?
I'm fantastic. My heart's just about to come out from my chest. And I am just so nervous. But you know what? Yeah, but you know what? We are so keen and we want a butcher in the family because we love barbecue.
You must want salamis.
That'll do, whatever.
Oh, yes!
Okay, sold.
Sold!
Laura, you sound gorgeous. I mean, Mick, we have just found Trish, Diana, and Laura, three banging, like, great women that just sound fantastic. I feel something here, Mick.
It's hard to pick.
We'll have to organise one for each night of the week.
Oh, heavily, Mick.
Oh, no.
We were sitting on the couch yesterday sort of talking about how we're going to execute this on air. And in The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, they give out a rose and Nick, not you, Mick, Nick, you came up with a beauty instead of a rose.
Give them a roast.
A roast.
Who will Mick give his roast to? Well, look, we're going to take this off air now because there is something here, guys. I mean, thank you, Trish, Diana, Laura, for all calling Mick. You're a great sport. And we'll touch base tomorrow and see where this goes. We might have some dates to report on, much like the, you know who we need. We're just missing Osher at the moment, really.
Yeah. Mm. In that show, you don't really need him. Do you?
You're right. That's right. Yeah. We don't need Osher.
Yeah, need him.
Yeah.
But as we farewell you for the day, Mick, we will be touching base with you tomorrow because this is only the start of this saga. Let's see out Mick the Butcher with his jingle.
He'll supply the meat, oh, give you a lamb shoulder, bread and crumb a palmer. He might even give you a steak. He's such an image, hey, hey, hey. You want his sausage, hey, hey, hey. What rhymes with sausage, hey, hey, hey. Everybody, he's the Butcher.
101.9 The Fox.
Hard Quiz returns tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, ABC and iView, and we have missed it because we've missed this man. He joins us live, Tom Gleeson. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm so happy that you got rid of Byron. That was a great decision. Thank you very much. The only reason I've come on the show, actually, now that Byron's gone, I can finally come on your show and relax.
True.
Yeah, it's very, we love it. I mean, Tom, we'd have you any day of the week. So the more we can get you, the better. And I was thinking of you the other night. You know, you did pop into my mind because while I was, and I didn't watch a lot of I'm a Celebrity, but I watched that final episode and I thought to myself, this is where the social media campaigns and drives come into play. And Abby Chatfield would be very appreciative of her, you know, following that got her across the line. But I think you inspired that, Tom, with your Logies campaign. I mean, Grant was missing you on Sunday night.
Yeah, well, Grant Denyer has come out and said several times that he won the Gold Logie all by himself and my campaigning had nothing to do with it. We will never know the full story because, TV Week doesn't release the figures, so we don't know. But what I will say is Grant Denyer did not win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and I did not campaign for him. I did not help him one bit. So draw your own conclusion.
Yes. You make a great point there, Tom. Now, all the big stars around the world are living in Byron Bay or moving to Byron Bay. You're a big star. You any chance of moving up there, mate? We're going to lose you to the Byron Bay?
Yeah, well, I did go up there for about 6 months. But I went up there and I just, because there were no gigs on, there was no comedy to do. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do Bugger All, I'll go to where the professionals of doing Bugger All live. So I just walked around Byron Bay for 6 months. But I walked around. I was just dressed like I normally am dressed. I didn't put on any linen. And, I think I didn't really fit in. People were pointing at me going, look at him. I reckon he pays tax.
No. And this is coming from another one. You're a pale ranger at the beach. It's not our place.
Yeah. I know. It was very tricky. I had a summer that started in August. And just didn't stop. My skin's taken an absolute beating.
Tom, let's talk hard quiz. So what can we expect? How are you fit and pumping? Like, is it going to be a good season? Are you primed?
Yeah, we're ready to go. So we've got a brand new episode tomorrow. We had repeats of hard quiz running over the break, which I would like to point out, we're still beating A Current Affair on Channel 9. And And they're only repeats. So imagine when we've got a brand new show and we're going to absolutely smash Channel 9 tomorrow night. I can feel it. But yeah, tomorrow night we've got the expert subjects are Drink It In, Dugong, Bob's Burgers, Space Shuttle Disasters, and Pipe Organs. Now, you thought you didn't need to know anything about those things, but man, when you tune in, you're like, who are these people?
Bob's Burgers, is that a thing? Have I missed something?
Yeah, well, I hadn't heard of it either. Bob's Burgers is like it's a sitcom from America that's animated. So, you know, you've got Simpsons and you've got Family Guy. Well, there's heaps of them over there. Bob's Burgers is another one. It's
like the Aldi of shopping centres.
it's the Aldi of sitcoms.
I want to know, Space Shuttle Disasters, sure, it's just Challenger, yeah? And Apollo 13?
Apollo 13.
No. Well, Apollo 13's not a space shuttle. It was a rocket.
Oh, sorry.
I'm already out. We're
out.
But you're not half wrong. There are only two space shuttle disasters. There's Challenger, and then there's Columbus. That was another one in 2003. So there's only two disasters. But this contestant knows about both of them in great detail because he's obviously a very dark unit.
Now, what about just before we let you go, Tom? You recently mocked, and I tell you what, I do love it when you're at an award ceremony. It's my favourite thing about award ceremonies from here on in. But you did mock Pete Evans, which it's easy to do. Have you heard back from him? Did he react at all?
Yeah, well, it's really strange, actually. So all I did was I said that Pete Evans, you know, he was missing out on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And all I said at this awards night was that, you know, they missed an opportunity because they could have, you know, issued him with challenges like sit under a 5G tower, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing. Nothing too harsh. I mean, but he was very upset by it and he posted it on his Facebook page. Oh, man. And man, I don't know if you've been to Pete Evans' Facebook page, but it is a crazy area. And a lot of people, and so it started flowing back into my social media. Pete Evans fans were getting angry at me and they were saying, look at this guy. He's just a sellout. He's sold out to the mainstream for money just so that, you know. And it's like, excuse me, I work on the ABC. I have no commercial affiliations with anybody. Whereas Pete Evans has got so many. Well, he used to have a lot of sponsors. He doesn't anymore.
Hard quiz, it returns tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on ABC and iView. Tom Gleeson, thank you so much for having a chat.
Oh, thank you. And good riddance, Byron.
It's Fifi Fev and Nick on 101.9 The Fox. Thanks again, Tom.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
if you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Tradies, we love this. It's one of our best loved segments, and it gets ripped off, Nick. They play this around the country on other radio shows.
Yeah.
In fact, Nick the other day said to us, because Nick, you've come from working in Brisbane, Melbourne boy, but you worked in Brisbane for a year.
You do Tradioke too. What?
Yeah, he goes, oh, one of the...
Brisbane.
Brisbane, they do Tradioke, yep.
Yeah.
Stole it.
Oh, you guys.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, and then I remember we were asked to get rid of it. What? Get rid of the segment that everyone else is using. But we've stuck with it, and Aaron from Bomb Beach, a plumber, is rapt about that. Huzzah. It's your chance to sing, Aaron.
How you going, guys? Welcome to the show, Nick.
Cheers, mate. What are you singing this morning?
A bit of by Crash Test Dummy.
Good song.
Is
great
it?
Song.
No, yeah. It is actually. The more I think about it, like I was a kid when I, you know, we were a lot younger when we used to listen to this. I didn't get it then. I get it now.
Oh.
I could spend my life going,
You do that to me a lot.
Aaron, we're looking forward to this. Off you go.
Not a problem. Here we go.
Got a good deep voice.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He couldn't quite explain it. It was from when the cars had crashed so hard. Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room. And when they finally made her... Oh, sorry, I got it last
time. Right.
We're waiting for you to conk out.
I'll be honest, I never knew the words to that song. That's full on.
What happened when she went to the change room?
She went,
She had birthmarks all over her body.
Oh, that's right. The poor thing.
I honestly never knew the lyrics to that song. I just knew that, I was like, this is fun. This is horrifying.
All Aaron's upset about is he missed that line. I was rapt he finished.
It's a sad song. A lot sadder than I remember. But Aaron, you did it beautifully in your voice. Nailed it. The nice, deep, gravelly voice. Now, thank you, Aaron. Daniel, a chippy from Melton. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Daniel. Now, you're going to lift the mood a bit. What are you going to play or sing?
I'm going to sing Burn from Usher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to nail this. It's going to be a home run, I reckon.
Good luck with Usher. Off you go, Dan.
Gonna bother me to say this, but it's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but it here fell apart. Really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change it. I do what you do, think it's best we go our separate ways. It everywhere I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurt. Baby, I ain't happy, baby. But there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn.
Oh, beautiful, Daniel.
Well
done. Gorgeous. I do love this. The energy and the earnestness that comes with this segment. Well done. I love it, Dan. Jared, an electrician, the Sparky from Carrum Downs. Hey, Jared.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Jared, your song choice is a banger. Let's be honest. You can't go wrong with Mr. Brightside, Jared. Oh, yes! Turning to the sea. Okay, Jared.
Music lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my ears. Cause I'm Mr. Brightside. Boom, 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 boom.
What a commitment.
Well done, Jared. That is tough, isn't it? That
and was he joined
great...
in. He joined in as the music finished. He's like, I'll take it from
I'll
here.
Keep going.
Respect.
Aaron, Daniel, Jared, all brilliant. Fev, I don't know what you're doing here.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
they're all good. Aaron, well done, mate. Jared, I think... old Jack Riewoldt ruined that song for me when he sung it after the grand final. So you can't win. I'm going to go number two.
Okay.
Daniel, that got me up and about. Something different.
Daniel, you've won a $250 Tool Market gift card thanks to Trade Institute Victoria.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
You have a great day. It's just what a chippy. Go buy some new tools for his belt. While he was singing out there, Boxy, and I don't know how often you leave your baby, because I don't think you'd even loft it often, only when you come to work. She was up and about walking out there. Did you see that?
No, I missed it. Was she walking?
She was walking.
She walked up to the window here.
Did she? Well, I was talking.
She now wasn't actually walking.
Now I know how zoo animals feel. Just a kid's face pressed up against glass.
Congratulations, Daniel. You've won a $250 Tool Market gift card, all thanks to the Trade Institute Victoria. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tiv.vic.edu.au.
Nick. Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 1019. This is the fun.